They're on, sir.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, December 28, 2022. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left.
Tax lips.
Yes. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, and Dorn. Morning, all. Up first is approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Schuler. You guys are going to have to do some stuff this morning because we're missing our right half over here. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Schuler. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, we will move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 36, number 37, and number 38.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Haxby. Good morning. Few items here. One item in Beatrice original.
Probably a Turk case.
Turk case changed an intaxable value. It was a deduct of 621. Adjusted base value. It was an increase of 231 on a property. And duplicate items listed, deduction of 5102. More or less just little correction items.
We actually confessed judgment on that Turk case because Darrell finally got into the property.
Will you explain confessed judgment to us?
Basically, he just got into the property. So then once we got in, we determined that it needed to come down a little bit. So then... Roger, you can explain. We tell Roger, and then he does
that. Basically, the board approves the settlement amount, basically agreeing to what he bought it for would be the fair market value. And he's put in, from what Darrell indicated, it was pretty rough property, and it's going to be a lot of repair work. So if he falls through on that, as he's indicating, they'll bring the value up, and they'd take that up then. But basically, we do a stipulation between the parties and get it up to the TURP board, and they approve it.
So basically, we just need to see it.
And all right.
It's going to be a problem with a lot of them coming forward, I'm afraid, unless they look at what I put on them, because the next year is going to be really scary.
Any other discussion on these? If not, please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Patty, do you have anything else for us?
Hold on to your horses, because... I've been looking at stats, and they're awful.
I just asked the girls if we've been having any phone calls on any of the tax slips that went out. It would have been from the treasurer's office, I believe.
Not that many.
Not many?
No, but I'm just really worried about what's coming. Because we're starting to work on new values now, and our values are... I've never seen our values this bad for a long time. But it's selling for and what we got it valued at. And we've got to be within that minimal range of 92 to 100% on residential.
Not ag land, though, right?
No.
Just, I mean, the board doesn't set those values, though. You would set those values?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You get to help. But now, if we're part of this as a team, guys, you know how the rules work in the
morning,
county
Gary.
Workshops, right? Yeah, so it's very concerning because I haven't seen anything like this because of the market for about a year and a half there. And now I think they're selling again, and now they're setting. And so the problem I have is you go back those few years, and so the oldest year back, and then you've got 2 years of pretty significant sales. And we can't
Terry.
Get them down as fast as they... Terry knows it. Don't you, Terry?
Not me. Yeah, I see it.
So, well, I don't know. You know, referee's price should be around the clock. I mean, I really am concerned. I don't know, you know, because there was just a lot of way higher than what you can imagine.
Are you talking ag land sales primarily, or home sales, or
everything? Commercial.
But not currently, more the stuff that was going prior to interest rates going up?
Well, you look at the 2 or 3 years, so that way you don't get to just pick one year. And this last year and a half, things have just been crazy. I mean, I don't even know how they're pricing out in some of the areas. You got sales down in Weimar at 200,000, and you've got, you know, some of those things are just, and I don't know if it's going to fall. I mean, if it just was when interest rates were 2 and they were, I don't know how they're appraising out. I'd like to see some of the appraisals. But this is just like if we get a, you know, I've been keeping 5% on all of them for quite a while, even when, because the rule of thumb is 3 to 5% per year is usually a good idea if you keep your property up and you go forward. You want that to increase that way. I mean, you really do, because you think, you know, that's what your property's worth. Well, we got so far behind then, they're selling for 50, 75. I told you about that one acreage up that we have a pretty brand new house, maybe a couple years old. 484 is what we priced it at. It sold for 700,000.
Jeez.
And just keep in mind, the unsold have to be treated the same as the sold.
Is that Portland area?
More than those.
That's not even an acreage, is it? Isn't that just a rural lot?
It's a residential subdivision. But at the highest, with 21 pricing in my system, I could only get it to 484. I mean, I don't even know what else I could have done to make it without, you know. So those are really concerning stats, and I don't know. We'll see what we can do. Daryl's, you know, and Bob and everybody, we've been working on ag. Ag will go up, too. And it's been stagnant for about a couple years, 2, 3.
One.
We haven't really raised it, 2.
It was racing up, though, for quite a few years.
It was. And, you know, they went through the same thing. And, I mean, now everybody's going through the same thing.
Do you have any preliminary ideas of what countywide increase would be in total valuation?
But I can tell you that all my towns are about in the 80s. Which has to be at 92. I have even some in, you know, it has to be how many sales that you have. Beatrice has 600 and some sales in the last 3 years, and I have not seen that many sales. And I don't know if people were jumping on that to sell them before, you know, when the market was really hot. And you can do a lot to a house and just go cover it up with some of that wooden, you know, plank floor and do some things, and it's amazing what people are paying for it.
Let's talk to
and
a real...
it's not quality necessarily.
Talked to a realtor the other night, and they said the market has dropped off terribly, though, because interest rates went up 2-3 points, and it just destroyed people's home buying ability.
Right.
It's changed everything. So, and I've heard that we might see rate increases, another 2 or 3 rate increases. I mean, that's going to be detrimental.
But what's
going to
be? The problem with that is I'm still looking at a 3-year period of median level of value, so I'm not going to be able to drop them as fast as they drop. So we're going to see them go up at about a time when they start going down, and that's what's going to be real hard to explain. And then the older year drop off, and then I can slowly maybe get them. It's just going to look at what. But I've never, I mean, we were always pretty close when one would sell in a transfer. You know, we weren't right there, but it was maybe 2 or 3, 4%, you know. But when I see $50,000 to $100,000 differences, I'm just like, what in the world? I mean, it's crazy. And I have a feeling that, I don't know if some of these kids or some of these people might be younger, so they see a house payment, but and then you have your insurance and you have your taxes on top of that.
That's usually figured into their house payment.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, then they start struggling because now look at what's going on in the economy, their bills, their, you know, everything, time you go to the grocery store. So I don't think they're planning for that rainy day or anything that could come up, and that's where they get themselves into trouble. I remember when I was young and bought, and that was a long time ago, but I remember when I bought a house, it seems like.
She's lying.
In 84, and I mean, they used to kind of set you down and say your house payment should only be a percentage of your whole income. And I don't see that happening now.
Unless you're getting paid off a lot.
20% down.
Yeah.
If you had a banker.
And if you didn't have 20% down, you paid a mortgage thing, and that was, I don't know. So I don't know if they're being advised, because I don't know that, you know, they just look at the bottom line. Oh, I can probably afford this monthly payment.
Banks have money to
lend. Into your living.
Go to credit cards.
A health issue can immediately take you down to your knees. So, I don't know. We'll see, but I'm just giving you a fair warning that we have to be thinking, because I started to work on them yesterday and roll on them. It's not good.
Patty, you got any good news?
It's going to be warm today. I just have to tell you the truth, because I'm having anxiety about it.
Do you want to get into...
We're a team, guys.
Do you want to get into why interest rates went up?
Why? Right. No.
Just wondered.
We get into a lot of things.
Why don't you want to get into it?
Why interest rates went up? They needed to.
Are you afraid Eric has ulterior motives?
Yeah, he does.
Gary. If there's nothing else for equalization...
Thank you for preparing us, Patty. Here, so that's a good thing. You have to take
another beautiful day in the state of Nebraska.
You know, my dad taught me that taxes weren't so bad because you divide it by 365 days and look at what you get.
It's still pretty bad.
In my town, where I'm just living in a house, or I'm dealing with it.
All right. With that, we will adjourn at 8:42.